of Christmases Long, Long Ago is my new book, arriving for the 2025 Christmas season. Find out what Christmas was like centuries ago. Sneak preview, it was weird, and spooky, and rowdy, kind of gross sometimes. Find it wherever books are sold, in hardcover from Lions Press, and audiobook from Recorded Books. It's Christmas as you've never seen it before, and it makes a great gift. Hey, it's Brian. Just dropping in here with a short one, a little audio postcard if you like. We're officially in the Christmas season now, and into the main season of the podcast. Season 10. If you've been listening throughout the preseason, you've heard me mention that we'll be doing things slightly differently this year, and that I would explain at the right time. And the right time is now. Back in 2015, I went searching on my podcast app because I was hoping that NPR had a Christmas podcast. One of those nerdy, deep dive sort of things that emphasized curiosity and storytelling. When it turned out that nothing like that existed, I decided to create Christmas Past. For the past 9 seasons, that's been the basic premise. Tell the stories behind Christmas traditions in a style meant to emulate public radio news pieces. But over these last several years, being knee-deep in Christmas history all the time, I've come across many stories that I thought needed to be told in a different way. So, to celebrate Season 10 and the release of my latest book, I decided I'd earn the right to stretch out a bit, creatively speaking. So this season, I'll be telling you true stories from history that involve Christmas in some way. It'll be just me narrating them. Some of these stories may already be familiar to you. Some will certainly be completely new. But either way, you've never heard me tell any of them until now. Now, if you prefer the original style episodes, the good news is that there are more than 100 of them in my back catalog, and they're always available. And I'll be back again with those next season. But I do hope you like what I have to share with you this season. Now, one thing that will never change, of course, is that I want you to be part of this season of Christmas Past. I'll still be sharing your Christmas memories, but this season I'll be sharing them in special episodes dedicated just to them. So many of you have already sent some in, and for that I'm grateful. For the rest of you, now's the perfect time. All you have to do is record yourself speaking into your phone's voice memo app and send it to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Just keep it reasonably short, clean, and family-friendly, and be sure to say your name and where you're from. Now, since we are in the swing of this season, that means that I've already had a chance to enjoy one of my favorite local traditions to the San Francisco Bay Area. Each year, an expo center in the southern part of the city is transformed into the streets of Dickensian London for the Great Dickens Christmas Fair. It's an immersive event filled with performances, games, characters, wonderful food, and even more wonderful costumes. For the past several seasons, I've shared interviews and audio from the Dickens Fair, but this year was the very first year that little Dashiell came with us. And now that he's a strapping 5 years old, I figured it was time to teach him the family trade.
Do you want to be interviewed?
I would love to be interviewed, thank you.
You want to be interviewed?
Oh, sure.
Is that all you want to say, or do you want to say something else?
By the way, that's exactly how I approach people. Dash even convinced the typically elusive ghost of Christmas Past to do an interview with him.
What do you want to say?
Happy Christmas to all, if you are good.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas Past.
What does that mean?
It means that I am here on Earth to tell Mr. Scrooge about his past Christmases, so that he can remember what he used to be like.
Why does he need that?
Because he has lost his way, and he is no longer a kind man. And he needs our help to be a good person again.
Thank you.
And at a different point of the same day, we went for family photos with Santa Claus at the historic Ainslie House in Campbell, California, where Dash once again plied his brand of hard-hitting journalism.
What happened to your sleigh?
What happened to my sleigh? It's with my reindeer out at San Jose Airport because we come from the North Pole. I have a refrigerated hangar out there. Otherwise, the reindeer start to sweat in this warm weather.
All in all, a wonderful kickoff to this painfully short 2025 Christmas season. Just 28 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, and by the time you hear this, there will be even fewer remaining. So let's make a plan to stay together this season. Be on the lookout for new episodes at least every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between now and Christmas. And of course, join me on Christmas Day for our annual Christmas in Review episode. Christmas Past is produced in wonderful Willow Glen, California by yours truly, Ryan Earle. Thank you so much to everyone at the Dickens Fair, including Kevin Patterson and especially, as always, Denise Lamott. A very special thank you to my son Dashiell for taking the reins with the interviews at the Dickens Fair this season and beyond. And as always, thank you for listening and for being here. You can drop me a line anytime. So many of you already have, and I always love to hear from you, and I try to respond to every message I get. Again, I'm at christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com, or connect with me on your favorite social media platform. If you don't see me there and think I should be, reach out and let me know. And hey, if you're really feeling the Christmas spirit, why not help more people discover this show so we can grow the Christmas Past family and continue spreading Christmas cheer? That's as simple as telling a friend about it or leaving a rating and review. And if you do leave a review, I'll send you a Christmas Past sticker, and a handwritten Christmas card is my way of saying thanks any time of year. Reach out for details. And until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.